She's won makeovers, books, movie premiere tickets, a lawnmower, endless t-shirts, and even a car. Of course, she also won the stationery and calligraphy set she used to write the to-do lists. All this to say, as soon as Dane Thomas proposed, Amy saw it as a challenge to spare our parents the cost of the wedding. As it happens, Mom and Dad could afford to contribute. They are messy in many ways, but financially is not one of them. But for Amy, getting out of paying for anything is the best kind of game. If pre-engagement Amy thought of contests as a competitive sport, engaged Amy viewed them as the Olympics. No one in our enormous family was surprised then when she successfully planned a posh wedding with 200 guests, a seafood buffet, a chocolate fountain, and multicolored roses spilling out of every jar, vase, and goblet, and has shelled out, at most, $1,000. My sister works her ass off to find the best promotions and contests. She reposts every Twitter and Facebook giveaway she can find, and even has an email address that is aptly named AmeliaTorresWins@xmail.com. Finally convinced there are no misbehaving sequins, I lift the hanger from where it's suspended from a metal hook attached to the wall, intending to bring the gown to her. But as soon as I touch it, my sister and cousins scream in unison, and Amy holds up her hands, her matte pink lips in a horrified O. "Leave it there, Ollie," she says. "I'll come over. With your luck, you'll trip and fall into the candle, and it'll go up in a ball of sequin-scented flames." I don't argue. She isn't wrong. Whereas Amy is a four-leaf clover, I have always been unlucky. I don't say that to be theatrical or because I only seem unlucky in comparison. It is an objective truth. Google Olive Torres, Minnesota, and you'll find dozens of articles and comment threads dedicated to the time I climbed into one of those claw crane arcade games and got stuck. I was six, and when the stuffed animal I'd captured didn't drop directly into the chute, I decided to go in and get it. I spent 2 hours inside the machine, surrounded by a lot of hard, coarse-furred, chemical-smelling toy bears. I remember looking out through the handprint-smudged plexiglass and seeing an array of frantic faces shouting muffled orders to each other. Apparently, when the owners of the arcade explained to my parents that they didn't actually own the game and therefore didn't have the key to get inside, the Edina Fire Department was called, followed quickly by a local news crew, who diligently documented my extraction. Fast forward 26 years and, thank you, YouTube, there's still video floating around. To date, nearly 500,000 people have watched it and discovered that I was stubborn enough to climb in, and unlucky enough to catch my belt loop on the way out, leaving my pants behind with the bears. This is but one story of many. So yes, Amy and I are identical twins. We are both 5'4" with dark hair that misbehaves when there's even a hint of humidity, deep brown eyes, upturned noses, and matching constellations of freckles. But that's where the similarities end. Our mother always tried to embrace our differences so we'd feel like individuals rather than a matching set. I know her intentions were good, but for as long as I can remember, our roles were set. Amy is an optimist who looks for the silver lining. I tend to assume the sky is falling. When we were three, Mom even dressed us as Care Bears for Halloween. Amy was Funshine Bear. I was Grumpy. And it's clear the self-fulfilling prophecy works in both directions. From the moment I watched myself picking my nose behind a piece of grimy plexiglass on the 6 o'clock news, my luck never really improved. I've never won a coloring contest or an office pool, not even a lottery ticket or a game of pin the tail on the donkey. I have, however, broken a leg when someone fell backward down the stairs and knocked me over. They walked away unscathed. Consistently drew bathroom duty during every extended family vacation for a 5-year stretch. Was peed on by a dog while sunbathing in Florida. Have been crapped on by innumerable birds over the years. And when I was 16, I was struck by lightning. Yes, really. And lived to tell the tale.